Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the expertise right now of Grant Wall, soccer analyst for Fox Sports and Sports Illustrated. And he's the author of a new book, Masters of Modern Soccer. Grant, we chatted earlier on in the tournament. We appreciate the time here on this Friday morning. And thanks for popping aboard.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing well, Grant. Doing well. Let's start here. Let's start with the semifinals first and foremost. England. How crushing of a defeat was it for England in taking the 1-0 lead early on, and then seeing Croatia win that match in extra time?
Yeah, crushing is the right word for England fans, at least. You know, this is the first time that the English men's team had gotten to the World Cup semifinal since 1990. They haven't won the tournament since 1966. Opportunities like this don't come around very often, with a real great opportunity to make the final. And they went up early on a free kick by Trippier, and you felt like they responded well to going ahead. They kept the lead for quite a while in this game, and there was a real belief that they could finish it off. And then in the second half, the Croatians just were just a little bit better, you know, and this is an older veteran Croatian team, a really talented generation of players, and they beat English defenders to the ball, not just once, but twice on the goals. And those made the difference in this game. And, it did go to extra time. But, the Croatians were just they just had a little more quality. And I think English fans are going to regret a real missed opportunity.
Yeah. Grant, no doubt. And like Moose said, we've been loving this tournament for sure. It's been very exciting. And in regards to the game with Croatia and England, I kind of felt for Jordan Pickford, the goalie, for the England team. I thought he played excellent. I mean, your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I thought he was a revelation at the international level in this tournament.
Yeah.
Really good on the penalty kick shootout against Colombia in the round of 16, but solid throughout. And, Joe Hart has been the English goalkeeper for so long, I think there were questions about whether there would be anyone to replace him that could play well at this level. And Pickford was terrific. He's not a typical tall goalkeeper yet that's not an issue for him, and he's very, very good with distributing the ball as well. We saw that throughout the tournament. He created opportunities at the attacking end for his team too.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the team that was victorious that day. How about this story about Croatia? A small nation to come from behind against England. What about the impact, the meaning of Croatia being in this World Cup final, Grant, on Sunday?
Well, it would be something historic if Croatia were to win the Men's World Cup. We've never seen a country this small, at least in the modern era, do that. You have to go back to 1930 in Uruguay for a smaller country population-wise to win the World Cup. And in modern soccer, which is such a gigantic global industry, for a small country to get this far is incredible. And we've known that this generation of Croatian players has had a lot of talent. It's similar to the one that got to the World Cup semifinals in 1998. And they produced very good players, star players for Real Madrid like Luka Modric, star players for Barcelona like Ivan Rakitic, Mario Mandzukic, who scored the game winner the other night, has played for some of the top clubs in the world. So we've known about the talent for a while, but they've had so much chaos in the Croatian Federation. They've switched coaches so much. They've had corruption issues in the federation, and this is an example that you can survive all of that stuff and still make it to the biggest game in the world.
So, Grant, do you think that like the narrative for a lot of folks. I know I've said it out here. I don't want to put words in Moose's mouth that he might have had a similar narrative too. Both of us have in regards to that. Well, you know, if you look at now again for the casual sports fan, that's jumping into the World Cup and having fun watching it, but they don't follow soccer all year round. Now, do you feel like Croatia getting to the final is kind of, I don't want to say hurts the game, but there's going to be less of a buzz because it's not England, which people would expect England and France. That would be, wow, two epic, you know, bigger name countries, obviously. What's your take on all that?
Well, I think there probably would have been a bigger TV audience in the United States if it were England in the final against France instead of Croatia. I think that's due to a lot of historic stuff, plus the fact that the English Premier League is bigger in the U.S. than most other soccer leagues at this point. So those are players for the England team that we know well. And that said, I think if you decide not to watch the final because England's not in it, that's kind of crazy to me because this Croatian team has been so much fun to follow.
They're fun to watch. They are fun to watch. They are fun to watch. I'm a casual fan of it, and they are fun to watch. I agree.
Yeah, and it's the World Cup final. I mean, you almost don't need to sell it, you know. It's once every 4 years. It's the biggest game in soccer, and literally there will be billions of eyeballs around the world on it.
Grant, for France, how young they are, how dynamic they are, watching from afar, seeing the team to come together, was there a point, you know, was there a point before this tournament started where everything started to click for this France team? Because you look at the speed, the depth of passing, the world-class players, you got a lot of second youngest team in the tournament. What about what this France team has been able to accomplish?
Well, I mean, they've been terrific. It's been a situation where we knew coming into the tournament, I would have told you that on paper, France had the most talent of any team in the World Cup. But I wasn't sure about their consistency because over the past few years, this France team would inexplicably, once every five or six games that mattered, have a bad game and lose it or tie it. And they put it together, that consistency, they found it in this tournament. And I think a lot of that has to do with the balance between offense and defense that Coach Didier Deschamps has really instilled in this team. And maybe they haven't been as electric from an attacking perspective as some people might have expected. You know, they had that 4-3 win over Argentina, which I think was as much reflective of Argentina just being so poor defensively. But, you know, the star players for France have been, in my opinion, the biggest one is actually not Mbappe, who has had a couple of great games, or Paul Pogba, but the big star for me is N'Golo Kanté, the defensive midfielder who just roams everywhere on the field making interceptions and preventing teams from mounting any sort of an attack. Totally frustrated the Belgian team that had been so good in this tournament in their semifinal victory. And for me, if France were to win playing a similar style to how they played in the knockout rounds, I would actually give the player of the tournament to Kanté.
Nice. Well, defensive standout for sure. So, hey, what do you say, Grant? Biggest storyline going into the final, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I think, you know, these two teams, on paper, there's not a lot of difference. I think you have to give a slight edge to France. And I think people should look at set pieces again. They've been a defining aspect of this World Cup. England, more than any other team, scored goals off of set pieces, dead ball plays. And it's certainly possible that could be a situation we see again in the final. France has scored on set pieces in the last game against Belgium off a corner kick, in the previous game against Uruguay off a free kick header. And Croatia has been very good, but one weakness they've had is defending set pieces in this tournament. I think it's like four or five of the goals they've conceded have come on set pieces. So that might be something to look for and maybe an advantage for France.
When so set pieces advantage for France going into it. France is the betting favorite, though. What would Croatia, defending those set pieces being a key, what do you look for Croatia to do to continue this magical run and maybe pull up a World Cup victory?
Well, it's certainly possible, and they've come from behind in all of their knockout games to advance, which is so hard to do. And, you know, they've gone Croatia into extra time in all three of their knockout round games. And so I think Croatia's going to have to find an energy that some people think they may not have in this game, because that's an advantage France hasn't had to go to extra time in any of their games. in the knockout rounds. So Croatia's played 90 minutes more of soccer in the knockout rounds than France has. So we need to continue seeing guys like Modric fight through that fatigue factor. And he needs to be dominant again in this game. But I think what we've seen is Croatia's had one or two other guys step up big in particular games. Last game, it was Ivan Perisic and Mario Mandzukic who scored the goals. Rakitic has been big in certain moments. Their goalkeeper, Daniel Subasic, has made some really big plays, especially in the penalty shootouts. They've had two of them now. So they need to find someone in addition to Modric, one or two guys who really needs to step up to a new level, and they've done that throughout. I think it's possible for them to do that against France, but France makes it really difficult.
You like France Sunday, correct, Grant?
I do.
Okay.
So, so Grant, I got to ask you, you know, you're in Russia. Before we wrap up here, I got to ask you, what food you're most craving when you get back here to the good old USA? Come on. what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking for good Mexican food. It's pretty hard to find anywhere outside of North America, if I'm being honest.
We love it. And I'm a big fan of Mexican food myself.
Good you going taco, burrito? What are you going with, Grant? What's the Mexican food of choice? What are you going with?
I'm more of a Tex-Mex enchilada and margaritas guy.
Ah, there you go. Margaritas with the salt, Grant? No salt? What do you go?
I'm a salt guy and on the rocks. And it's a little hard to find that in Moscow.
You got a lot of vodka there. A lot of vodka.
Grant, enjoy the final on Sunday. And we certainly appreciate the time you joined us. All right?
All right. He's gone.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
You got it.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.